So this will be a lightly guided practice. We'll include some reminders around bringing this intention of compassion towards ourselves. So, beginning by finding your seat. Again, noticing how things are for you in this moment, the thoughts and the feelings that are here. Maybe they feel quite similar to how they were when we began. A couple of hours ago, or maybe different, maybe a little different. Just aware. The intention to notice and to let be. We can begin to ground the attention in the body. And so allowing the awareness to move all the way down into the legs and into the feet. Noticing where your body is in contact with the ground. So this might be the legs if you're sitting cross-legged or kneeling, soles of the feet if you're on a chair. I'm gently curious, how does that feel now to be in contact with the ground? And if it feels supportive, there can be this image of the tree with its roots deep down into the earth, deep down into the ground. And so that tree can be stable as the weather changes, the rain and the wind and the snow and the sunshine, because its roots are deep. And so too, really feeling this awareness of the legs, of the feet, connected to the ground and down through the building, down into the earth. This earthy quality. We may say the earth element is solidity of the body, lower part, the legs, the feet, rooted into the ground. Almost as if we were lowering the center of gravity, the feeling of a steady base, aware of the legs and the feet and the ground beneath you. Then letting the sense of the ground be there in the background of awareness. And in the foreground, really noticing the seat. So feeling the body on the chair or the cushion, back of the legs, the buttocks, maybe the lower back. Whole area we can feel and sense as the seat. Taking your seat here and now. Taking your seat. And this phrase, taking your seat, can have the literal meaning of feeling the contact with the chair and the cushion. And also the symbolic sense of taking our seat of awareness. Just as the Buddha took his seat at the seat of the tree, so too we can take our seat of awareness. It can meet whatever's here from moment to moment. Oh, feeling the body on the ground, rooted into the earth. And taking your seat. And then with this sense of ground and seat in the background, letting the breath be in the foreground of awareness, in the belly or in the chest, feeling, sensing, noticing the rhythm of the breathing, coming and going. As much as feels possible, being really gentle those moments when you notice the attention is drawn to stories and plans and memories and worries, perhaps. So just noticing this as a natural movement of the mind. It's okay. It's okay. How is it to really let that sink in? It's okay that the mind is drawn to this and that. And from that sense of recognition, we can return to the grounding, the legs and the feet, the seat, and the breath in the body. So we're not trying to push anything away, get rid of thoughts and feelings, but in the midst of them, we can return to body and breath. And if, as you're practicing in this way, a more difficult experience is around, the attention being drawn to something that feels more painful, more difficult, it feels okay gently exploring how it is to meet this too with awareness, with mindfulness, noticing the thoughts, the feelings, the sensations in the body. That are part of this experience. So how is it to bring a gentle curiosity even to those more difficult experiences? How do they feel in the body? Noticing the thoughts that come and go, breathing with the feeling. If it's a more painful experience at times, just noticing this is a moment of suffering. And at times, if it feels supportive, bringing to mind the reflection on common humanity. So beginning to frame whatever's here in a way that acknowledges our shared human condition. Everybody has difficult experiences, tough days, things that don't go to plan. This is part of what it is to be human. Just from time to time, noticing how that lands. This is part of being human. And then at times too, it can be skillful to bring to the foreground the intention to meet this with kindness. May I be kind to myself in the midst of this. And this intention can be expressed in words and also in touch. Again, feeling free at any time in this practice to place a hand on the heart, to feel that gesture of care, of connection, to support breathing with and being with even the more difficult part. Of our experience. So feeling the body on the ground, on the seat, aware of the breath in the body. And whenever more difficult experiences arise, exploring these ways of meeting them. Aware of what's here. Reflecting on our shared condition, common humanity. And the intention to meet this with warmth, with kindness, with care. So staying grounded in the body. Awareness permeating the body. Feeling the contact with the ground, with the earth, just like the roots of a tree. Taking the seat of awareness. And then open to breathing with, breathing in the midst of whatever else arises from moment to moment. Remembering that the moments that feel more painful, these too are part of what it is to be human. How is it to hold them? Within that reflection, part of our shared humanity. Perhaps using words, phrases to support kindness. May I be well in the midst of this. May I be well in the midst of this. Sometimes, if you wish, also using the hand on the heart to express the care and the warmth and the connection.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.